broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Seriously, how can we get on at 8:17?
This is unbelievable.
Hey, it wasn't easy. We had to cut off 20 minutes.
I don't understand, Jack.
We had to cut out 20 minutes of the interview with the
can't even stop talking.
Right. Just, you know, I was done.
Uh-huh.
No, you weren't. At 8:04, and you ran 18 minutes of commercials.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Bunch of commercials.
Right? Wasn't it something like that, Neil?
It was 3.5 minutes of commercials, and that was the one we were supposed to do at 7:04.
Listen, here's the deal.
Rockers top 10
list. No. If we continue to get $1.5 million donation in the foundation, you can talk as long
talk
as
all
you
day.
That's the truth.
Talk till you drop.
How amazing is that?
Incredible.
It's unreal.
I put that video on. I sent it to Greg LaFever.
That was nice.
That I took. The only problem was.
Yeah, that was really good.
Was he had to condense it, and it was terrible video.
Yeah.
What I sent him was all absolutely perfect, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to brag about it, but.
Well, you don't need to. We know your need for excellence.
My problem was, as I was doing the video, I had tears in my eyes when he said 1.5 million.
Classic.
Oh.
It was kind of neat because Bubba and I knew what the number was. Oh. So I was waiting for him to say it because I knew this was going to be a great reaction from this crowd. And it was. It was neat.
Well, I think everybody was like kind of like me. They knew it was a good number.
Yeah, but not that
I'm
kind
thinking
of
100,000 or 200,000 is a lot of money.
A huge number, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
And I tell you what, I think the fact that the response on the video was probably a lot of the of the visitor side, you know.
Oh yeah,
I'm
sure they were shocked too.
And
that was unbelievable.
It was kind of funny. Halftime, Tony Sweeterman comes out. He was the official.
What was that number again?
1.5 million.
That was
holy crap.
That was crazy. Wow. I love it. That foundation, unbelievable.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
When you think about the foresight that somebody had, and it's Jerry and John Hine, and you know, I'm sure that Jerry had some people that he talked to
He's told me a couple of people he talked to.
Yeah,
One of them was mentioned tonight. The other one was kind of alluded to.
Yeah,
that gave him.
But you're right.
Extremely good advice.
Yeah.
You know,
and the one was
go ahead, Jack.
Don't spend it till you think about it. Just hold it for a while.
Yeah, that. So you know, you really have to give those guys credit for having that foresight. And then again, guys, we see it at the you know, gala thing, the generosity, you know. And maybe it's just our Christian upbringing that we make sure that those people around us get taken care of.
Absolutely.
You know?
That is exactly right.
And you see example after example of this all through the area, you know.
I know, that's right.
I mean, that foundation, me and Bob being on the park board, we see how much they give us. It's incredible. I mean, and then you get to see the parks, how
especially
beautiful they are. And it's like,
10 years
wow,
or so.
That's just awesome.
Yeah. The last 10 years, that number's been a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's tremendous.
It's wonderful. And you know, we talk about that, but then we're going to talk a little bit about some unbelievably sad news that hit our town, our community, our school especially. And that was the arrest of our softball coach. Just sad deal. It's just a horrible, horrible deal. And
when did she get hired?
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Her assistant coach was just hired at the last meeting.
Or yeah, okay. She was a helper, right? Or non-paid or something.
This was her first. She hasn't even went through the CPR or anything like that for coaching this year. She's her first year, so.
Well, I tell you what, there's so many people to feel sorry for and to feel bad about, but, you know, from a Fort Recovery standpoint, kids on the team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just a little bit of the timeline that took place yesterday. And I know a lot of people are wondering what's going on. And first of all, legally, we have got, that has to be the step. We can't fire her on the spot. Legally, she has to be paid, leave,
yeah.
Administrative leave. And that's legally, and I know you've been on school board before, you know how that works. That's got to be the first step.
Yeah. And then I'm sure there are steps that'll be taken that'll correct all of that in as quick of a timeline as we can possibly make it.
Right.
Somehow you just wish the best for the baby that was involved,
yeah.
You know, and you know, for the families and the girl, you know, the girls on the team too.
So the school got a phone call at 3:55 yesterday about the deal. And Brent,
was that from the Jay County Sheriff? Or
I'm not going to say, okay. But that's when they first got the got the call.
Okay,
and Brent right away got a hold of Mr. Overla and. Larry
Brown,
yeah, Mr. Brown,
yeah,
and that's when they put out the administrative leave,
yeah.
So then they met last night, and they met with Amy Kaiser, the guidance, and they decided that they were going to meet with the staff this morning when they first come in. Well, there's a fog delay, mm-hmm. So that all gets delayed. So the first thing you do is Amy Kaiser, who are our guidance, mm-hmm. Mr. Overla. Mr. Brown and Brent meet and tell them what's going on. Well, at the time, they don't. All they know is what's going on. You know, we don't know that
stuff.
You don't know the whole thing. So they met, and then they decided. And so then they're going to meet with the kids after this when the kids come in.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring the kids in, and it was very emotional. The kids, you know, they're close to her.
Yeah, yeah, I think they really like
it. And I think the thing is, and I think that what the school and what Brent and what Mr. Overla told the kids was, be very proud of the steps you've taken to this program. Mm-hmm. Be very proud of turning this program around. And our job as Fort Recovery Administration is to give you guys the best opportunities to continue to go forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all you can do.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, and you know, I think these girls have took this program to a level that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
Girls softball.
Yeah.
And we just got to support them. And you know, you're right, Jack. It's a sad, sad deal that the little baby's going to grow up without a mom and a dad.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, we got to worry about our kids here at Fort Recovery. And you know what? We'll rally around them kids.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think they're going to have a great season. I mean, they, like you said, they've came from the depths.
Yes.
not very good softball. Yeah. They're playing really good softball last year.
They are, and they got a lot of kids back.
Got a great team coming back. And
did they graduate anybody? Was that the year we didn't graduate anybody?
I think we had a couple seniors.
Ryan had a couple there. Seniors, yeah. I know that Ryan Tins' girl. She was one, right?
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking she was still there. Yeah,
so he does have one there yet. I think, don't
yeah, he's got one. Going to be a senior this year again. So,
so we lost a couple, but there's a lot coming back.
That's right.
Yep.
So anyway, you know, we prayers out to that whole everybody involved.
And as an administrator, that's the kind of stuff. Man, oh man, you don't prepare for that.
No, yeah, no.
That kind of stuff comes up, and it's like, wow, what do we do?
Huh?
Even when it comes to things like this,
yeah.
They don't get paid.
No, they absolutely do not get paid.
No.
So, see you, buddy.
See you, Jack.
So we are going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to turn our attention to the Indian basketball program. We're going to talk to head coach Jim Melton. He's going to call in on the Hastings hotline.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to turn our attention to some good basketball being played right now by the Fort Recovery kids.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
This is Elizabeth Bentley from Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you through Thursday, January the 16th. We have everything you need for some great family meals. There's beautifully trimmed ribeye steaks for just $6.99 a pound. We also have bone-in pork chops for only $2.99 a pound, and all varieties of shake and bake for $3.49 each. All varieties of best choice instant or sliced potatoes are $1.69 for the 4 to 6 ounce size. All varieties of our best choice 48 ounce jars of applesauce for $2.85 each, and the 29 ounce can of veg all mixed vegetables for $2.85. In our deli, we have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $4.99 a pound, and Big Eye Swiss is just $4.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these and other great prices throughout our store on all your favorite items. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host New Knoxville. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game. On Friday, the boys will travel to New Knoxville to take on the Rangers. It will be varsity only, no JV game that night, and the varsity game will start at 6:30. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game live. On Saturday, the boys will host Arcanum, and it'll be Athletic Hall of Fame night with Dale Griesinger and Matt Reisner, the new inductees. Girls host New Knoxville tomorrow, boys at New Knoxville on Friday, varsity game only starting at 6:30. Saturday, boys host Arcanum, and it's Hall of Fame night. Get out to all the games this weekend, but if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Back here, Sports Talk.
Back at
good
it.
Friend, Mr. Harold Feeling. How you doing, Pete?
Pretty good, bubby.
Rutger, how am I, buddy?
Good.
How much you got in your mouth right now?
Looks like a chipmunk. He's loaded up.
You can't.
Got her on both sides.
Yes, he can. He just didn't know you were going to call on him to talk.
Put a little pressure on him, man.
Say hi.
Howdy.
You are a moron. I love you. We're back here with Sports Talk, and we're waiting on Coach Melton to give us a buzz, and we're going to talk about the Indians basketball. And Pete, Friday night was something
exciting.
If you didn't get fired up for that, and if you didn't get the raw emotion of,
whew, that was fun.
That was Fortside Fieldhouse at its greatest.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
At its finest.
I don't remember any time ever that it was that loud. There had to have been some times.
I don't either. I mean,
like when Greg or Wade is crashing a dunk or something like that. But
that's just that quick free response and done.
It was loud.
It was loud for a while. It was awesome.
It was so fun because Tony Schwederman comes over at us, and this was, I think, right at the end of the fourth quarter.
Tony Schwederman.
Yeah, yep. Referee.
Okay.
And he comes over and he goes, there is not a better place to referee than when the gym is like this than Forkside Fieldhouse, he said.
Yeah, he said that. That
and
awesome.
We're like,
you're right, Tony.
You're dang right.
So then at the overtime, there's a timeout called, and the Schwab, Eric Schwab goes, he goes, I can't hear nothing. He said, I've never seen anything like this on high school. And I mean,
it was fun.
And I even admit, it was unbelievably loud. I don't know if the acoustics have changed in there, but I just don't remember it being like that loud.
Woo, that was loud.
Another reason it's so damn loud is we have the greatest pep band.
Pep band's better. They're awesome.
No, it's unbelievable how good our pep band is.
Yeah.
Greek Canoes, God love you. You're just
kicking butt.
He is,
and he's kicking butt. And either love him or leave him or whatever you think about our coach, but how fired up was he when he came, wow. We came out of that timeout when we took the lead, and he's in the middle of the court rooting the teams, getting the fans up. I said, now that is awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him about that and ask him.
That's good stuff.
And we're you know, it was just a tough game, and we played so well to get back into that game after.
It was just such a neat, I mean, we just scratched and fought, and we couldn't get the lead, and all of a sudden we take the lead in the fourth quarter late, and it was like, oh my God, we got the lead, we might win this thing. And then it was loud, and it was tremendous.
No, that's right. And when you look at it, you know, we start out, it was funny because I didn't really know what we were doing early. You know?
Yeah.
They were making some easy baskets. They got a nice lead on us. And I'm thinking, oh, man, we got to get something turned around. And,
yeah.
And defensively, the second half, and then.
We changed.
We did.
And it helped.
And Grant Konapke is unbelievable. Grant Konapke, he had a 6-minute spurt there where he's best player in the league.
He can do stuff that's incredible.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, yeah. His athleticism. First of all, he jumps out of the gym. We have the jumpingest guards to get
rebounds. Between him and Judy, they both can jump out of the gym. It is incredible how high they get up.
It's how good rebounders are. Both of them
both are good rebounders. Yeah.
But he hits three. Then he makes a steal. He missed the first layup.
Yeah.
And then he made a layup. And when we were down one, they called timeout. After Coach Melton, you know, the crowd was going crazy. They called timeout. The next play, he steals and goes in and makes a damn layup.
Oh, man.
And it was, you know, it was one of those deals where he made a reverse layup. And I'm like,
it's getting louder and louder, man. This is Nick.
Yeah. It is funny because we're sitting there with AP and you know, how AP, how big of a thrill it is to have a kid out there playing in that kind of atmosphere.
Has to be. Yeah.
And the kids don't realize it now, but that's unbelievable to play in that
stuff. Oh, yeah. I remember when Cody played at Coldwater, and Coldwater had the fatigues on and stuff, and it was the loudest I've ever seen Coldwater, and it was the hottest. I was all the way up top, and it was 1,000 degrees up there, and it was packed house.
Yep.
And we won that one. But it was a loud game, too, you know, and you knew this is something special here. This is kind of neat.
It is. You just can't believe how much fun that is.
Oh, geez.
You know, and you know what? And we talked about it afterwards. Hats off to Delphus.
Yeah, that's a good team.
It's a good team. They are senior led. They're well coached, and they make their free throws. They didn't beat themselves.
No. And they got us. I mean, at the end, I mean, the big kid went to the line and made 5 out of 6. Yeah. You know, and we had a shot early, you know, in regulation. If we step to the line and make a few more, it's over. We win that thing. But, yeah, we'll just got to keep getting better.
No, that's right. And I said, I sent a text to Coach, and I said, you know, it's one of those deals, seniors versus juniors. I don't think that was the answer. Because I think as a coach, you're done being seniors versus juniors game 10. You can't look at that.
Who's got the best,
And I probably, after I thought that, you know, he's probably, I can believe that's probably not true, but yeah, it's just a great game, and hats off to the Indians. Battler, Indians are pretty good. Then we go into Saturday night, and I'm thinking, Walpock's in trouble.
We're going to play
Saturday hangover.
The old Saturday Blues. That was possibly the biggest gap between the greatest game and the worst game in that gym in one weekend that we've ever had.
But you think about, okay, so grant you there are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids.
Yep.
You think about how hard that is to give everything on Friday night.
Yeah.
I mean, balls to the wall Friday night. And to get back onto that.
Yeah.
And to play a team you're supposed to beat. And no excuse for as bad as we played. We missed every layup you could possibly miss.
Couldn't make a shot.
No.
I mean, and
did Benny score?
I think maybe he scored toward the end, but
I think
he didn't really score.
They couldn't make nothing either. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But we had, and I remember Coach Melton looked over at us one time. I can draw up plays all day, but I can't put it in hole for him. Yeah. That thing won't go in a hole. It was unbelievable. Right.
It was. But the Indians get a win for you against Walpock.
Yeah, big win there. That's a big win.
We improved to 8-3. Is that correct, Neil?
I believe that's right.
Yep, 8-3. That sounds right.
And we have
our schedule.
New Knoxville, Friday night at 6:30. Yep. Is that correct?
6:30. No JV game. They do not have a JV team.
No JV.
So the varsity game is at 6:30. at New Knoxville.
Yep. And then is it, did I look and see, is Saturday night freshman JV in?
We canceled our freshman.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, yeah. I seen it on the score, and I thought, well, that is right. They canceled that. So we just got a regular JV.
Regular JV and Hall of Fame night. And
Hall of Fame night.
You've got the information there of our inductees, and Neil's been playing that.
Yep. Yeah, we got a couple good ones going in, I believe.
Yep.
Dale Griesinger and
Matt Reisner.
And if you've never neat conditionals.
And if you've never been to Hall of Fame night, and it is really, we do it right. You know,
it's a special night. I mean, we bring our kids out and they sit on the floor and they listen, and it's kind of neat. I mean, there's some neat stuff about these two guys too.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was reading.
You read some of it, you're going to be going, huh?
Yeah,
you
know, but. And then afterwards, everybody's invited to the KC Hall.
Come on up,
folks.
People don't understand that. You know,
nice party over there.
Last year, we took home a bunch of food because we didn't get a real big crowd.
Yeah. You can, there's scrapbooks from each one of those people. There's scrapbooks there. You can talk to them, talk to the families. You can talk to, you know, your buddies about this, that, and other thing. It's always a good time. I don't think I've missed one.
I know. I love it. I was there and shoot the crap with everybody.
Yep.
Even if you don't really know much about the people getting inducted, there's all kinds of other people to talk to.
Yep.
And
maybe that's why they don't mean you're there.
Yeah, that's probably
the price of Neil's and Bub's up there. We ain't going.
Yeah,
that drives crazy.
But I mean, it's free beer, free food. Come on up.
Always a nice little party. And
good spread.
Some neat. I mean, you get some good conversations. I mean, you go up there and in the past, and some of the people that have inducted, and you go up and talk to them. And this gentleman going in this year is 93, maybe.
Probably something like that. Yeah.
I'm sure he'll have some neat stories to tell, too.
He's around, right?
I think he's around. That's what somebody told me.
I haven't heard.
I don't know if he's coming or not, but I heard. It's possible.
I'd heard stories about him, but I never heard the biography. Yeah. And, you know, he was apparently pretty impressive in high school. What he did after high school is impressive as can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years ago, I think it was a national softball
Olympic
title
for the title 60, or something.
65 years to 70 years old.
Playing softball.
Yeah, he won the Olympic title as an
Olympic title 70-year-old. That's kind of neat.
it'll be, you know, I love to hear stuff like that. I hope he makes it.
That'd be really neat.
Yeah, and Arcanum, it's going to be a good game. Arcanum comes in playing well. They got the gray boy who missed the first three games because of an injury, and he's back. And he got about a record about like us, I think. And it'll be a barn burner again. Every game we play.
Yeah, it's automatic.
Yeah.
It's a hard stopper every time we play him.
I thought Clay Smith had a hell of a weekend.
Had a very good weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was strong. I thought strong with everything he did.
Yeah.
His shots, his defense, his rebounding. He was just strong. That was the impression I got.
Yeah, you know, when you look at some of the things that we did there, and I thought, first of all, we ran a tremendous play at the end of the half to get in Clay Barry's 35-footer to Horn.
Big three,
to cut that lead to 8.
Yeah.
And that was big because...
It's really big.
You know, and as it turned out, we got some momentum and come out in third quarter and played well.
I thought he drew up a nice play at the end
to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, that became... Yeah. Grant got a nice look. I mean, it looked like it was on target. I kind of talked to him out of the game. He said, I thought I made it. You know? Yeah. He said, I thought I had it. Because I kind of went up to him and laughed. I said, well, Bubba had it on tape. I said, he had his phone up taping on things just as you let it go. I said, we had it if it went in.
I was videotaping that. Man, that would have been awesome.
It would have been neat to see.
It's really good for my side because I can get the crowd.
It's tremendous.
I probably shouldn't as the official score.
Hey,
but,
you got to do what you got to do.
Almost nobody says anything. Yeah. We're all right.
What the heck?
That's right.
Well, what are you going to do in the scorebook while they're dribbling?
Thank you very much.
There you go.
That's what I say.
Exactly right.
Yeah, ain't nothing we can do. So the Indians fall to 18th, I've seen in the state. Dropped down a couple spots.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, we've had 3 losses.
Yeah.
And the teams we've lost to, counting Delphus losing the next night, have lost 4 games.
Really?
Total.
Delphus is 13-0.
Delphus has 1 loss. Minster has 3. And 2 of those losses are to
we lost in overtime by 2 points. And how bad did Versailles get? It's like 10?
I think it was eight.
Eight, 10 points, something like that.
I don't have that right in front of me. Yeah. It's, you know, we were, with 2 minutes to go, we were in that game.
Yeah.
That's you know, you can look at the final score and see double digits, even high double digits, but, you know,
it's not indicative of the game itself.
Sometimes it is,
yeah,
and sometimes it really is not.
That's right. Well, we're waiting on Coach to call. We're going to take a break.
Take another break.
We'll talk girls basketball and wait for Coach Mountain to talk. Been another good week for the Lady Indians, and we'll talk about that right after this. Sports Talk presented by Rocker. Who are we presented by?
Wayne Street Market.
Good job, buddy. Right, good job, Rocker.
Yes, sir. Sports.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Blue Jacket Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza Raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
We're back.
We're on.
Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee. Bubba, you about out of here.
Fee, don't tease me.
He's about heading to Florida on us.
That's the WOW thing. We had just had the WOW commercial there. They still got some of the Blue Jacket.
We got 1,000 Blue Jacket tickets. I'll get one.
I have one.
I still got one.
Yeah.
Are you selling them?
Yeah. I got 15 left.
I just wish I knew where
I guess
my original
boys.
Ticket. And
should I sneeze in the mic or not?
No, probably not.
Well, that'd be bad.
This is going to be a good one. Because I just ate peanuts.
Building? Oh, yeah. Stuff's going to fly on it.
I am not covering.
Are you allergic to peanuts?
Blaster at Rocker.
I just ate 4,000. What do you think?
I'm guessing no.
Hope not. Smoke the size of a...
Well...
Yeah, I know. Hey, don't stop me from eating.
I wish I knew where my WOW tickets are. I bought one of the original ones, and I got a Blue Jacket that they sent me a week or so ago. I have no idea where they are.
No idea. Yeah. You're in the middle of moving.
Yeah, but you're in.
You're moving everything. You know
you need it.
To get your thing.
Wristband.
Your wristband.
I don't know. I think the rules are they're doing a little bit different, but I'm not too worried.
I think
about
you'll
it.
Get in.
Yeah,
I think
pretty sure.
We'll lift you over the fence.
I'll jump the fence.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I'll swim the wall.
Pretty agile. You can jump.
You are pretty agile for no part. No agility.
No, my knees aren't. My knees are not good.
They're bad.
Yeah, I get around pretty good as long as I don't have to go up steps. Or up
steps
a hill.
Bad.
It's not good.
You remember at the Houston baseball game, 2 years ago, down the hill.
8 mile down the hill.
Are you kidding me? I got up to the car and I thought, oh, this is it. Couldn't breathe. My
couldn't breathe.
That's the most unbelievable thing I've ever been through in my life.
That's a big walk up.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Then we went to Keyhole and
cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Bing, bang.
Coming to the
ball. Got a little Keno victory.
Keno winning.
That is right. That was fun.
That was a good one.
Yep.
That was a good one.
That was a good time. So we're back here with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we talked about the boys' basketball program, and now let's turn our attention to the girls.
Ladies.
I drove to Delphus last Thursday.
That's a road trip.
I don't mind going to Delphus.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot sit through a 23-20 game.
Yeah, that was...
23-20.
Patch is on the radio, and he's like, well, I'd like to say something, but the one girl's got the ball in her hand, and she's just standing there. So he said, there ain't a whole lot to talk about.
I've been to games where they've slowed it down. Like, Patch used to slow it down.
Yeah.
Look to score. They didn't want... They was going older.
They're older.
Yep.
Okay, here's my complaint. Holly should just... After we made the first basket of the second quarter, just sit there.
Yep.
They want to... We're up 12-2 or 12-4, whatever it was.
Yep. Say, there it is. We're done.
Yep. But,
ugh.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I've never... 23-20.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, that was hard to watch.
That is the final score?
Yes.
Final.
Yes. We had 12 at the end of the first quarter.
Yuck.
And ended up with 23.
That's rough.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It is.
Just basically hold the ball.
But we, you
stand
know,
there
we,
and hold it.
We'd get a steal or something. We'd run down, make a quick basket. And then, you know, in the 8 minutes, we probably had the ball one and a half minutes out of all of that.
It was crazy. It was.
When we had the ball, we just went down and shot.
But we could have lost.
I mean, that was our game plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they worked perfect for Delphus.
Yeah.
That coach is nuts. Can I say that or not?
Because you don't really mean he's nuts, but yeah.
No, he gets fired up. How's that?
Well, yes. Yeah, so did our boys' basketball coach last year.
He was fired. He's nuts, dude.
But that's good nuts. You know, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're not saying he's axe murder nuts.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's exactly right. So we got the girls win 23-20.
Yep.
Big Mac win improved to, Neil, give us our records.
We done girls? Don't have it right here.
Girls are, what, not, they might be 9. We beat, okay, Versailles got us at the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? We lost three.
Yeah, I got to find it here.
Who else beat us? Minster? We beat Minster.
No, we got Minster.
Yep, so...
Parkway.
I'd
say we lost one.
Jay County.
It was... We were 9-2. Jay County beat us. Going into OG, so it's 9-3.
OG, that's it. So OG. We lost one league game.
So we only got one league loss.
We can win the league.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'll tell you right now, get your butts up there tomorrow night because New Knoxville's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are good, and the Indians are going to have their hands full.
They always do. They're coached well, too. He's still there, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's tough.
Yeah.
Is that the... Hegemeyer?
No, he's... The other Hegemeyer.
Yeah,
he's
pretty good, dude.
Yeah, he is.
I think his first name, but yeah.
I'm sure that Chuck and Kathy Etz will probably be at the game.
Yeah. You think so?
They'll probably be there. Probably. Kathy might be there now.
Yeah.
Standing outside waiting to get in.
I don't know. Does she have some of her Etzler grandkids at Coldwater playing? She might be there.
Yeah, she's on
Susan.
They're living life right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're driving everywhere.
Their biggest problem is, do we go to this one, or do we go to this one, or do you go to one and I go to the other?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
And that's awesome.
That's good stuff.
And, you know, their kids both married great people.
They did.
So
Mike had surgery.
Yeah.
What was that?
Any idea?
I never heard nothing.
Knee.
Knee surgery.
One of the things I saw was, well, like father, like son, got a knee replacement.
Oh, is that right? Boy's young to have a knee replacement.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But, he played a lot of volleyball.
But he was pretty active. And if his knees are a little weak,
get replaced? Knees. I can get
hip.
What do I need? Because I'm going to need the whole 9 yards.
Yep. Gizzard.
You can just go in.
I need a new gizzard.
Give me a gizzard.
Heart. Heart. Got to get it. Yeah, my heart's absolutely shot.
They still haven't worked on the brain thing yet.
No, they've been working on it.
Transplant?
Hey, they did that like 100 years ago.
Be kind of
Frankenstein.
Well, be smart. Get a smart brain.
You know, Neil, if you look back and you think about this, okay? Would you agree that Albert Einstein was a genius?
Yes.
Yes. His son Frank was a monster.
Wow. Frank Einstein.
You worked hard on that joke.
That's a good one. Hey.
Frank Einstein.
He was a monster.
He was a monster. So anyway, on Saturday, we take a drive up to OG, and folks, I've been to a lot of things, okay? I'm a big supporter of everything, but that was a sad atmosphere up there Saturday. The JV coaches, and you guys heard about this, the JV coaches' wife for the boys' program was killed in a car wreck. Hats off to the Fort Recovery Girls program who made a donation to the Shoemaker family.
Yeah.
It was a sad deal, and you know what, and I think if you would ask Coach Stein, she was not, you know, we played our butts off, we ran out of gas, but that, you know, they're a really good team, and there was a big crowd there, and I just thought that they wasn't going to lose that game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how that is, where you're playing not only against the team, but you're playing against something bigger.
Yeah.
You know? And I just never really thought that OG was going to lose that game. And we played them tough, and we had a couple spurts there.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were close.
That's right.
Was it early fourth, middle fourth, something like that? Yeah. We were pretty close.
Yeah.
Now, did I hear on one time, Patchy said they had four freshmen on the court?
OG did.
They might have. I didn't.
He said, right now they have four freshmen on the court.
Was Patch drunk?
He could have been. I mean, he might have been.
Four freshmen?
He said four freshmen. I'm thinking, how good are these guys?
They had one that was really good. I don't remember what her name was, but she was really good. And she
Happy birthday, like Brian Patch.
Hey, oh, yeah, that was right.
A couple days? Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Recently, I forgot to put it on there. I forgot to say it. Yeah,
I got it.
I seen you. That's when I
snuck in there.
I hate when I miss my buddy's birthday.
You don't like missing the buddies.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, it was a loss for the girls. They got to get back in the saddle tomorrow night with a huge game. And
yep, they need that one.
If you get a chance to go up to the Robert Herr Miller Gymnasium, it's a fun place. It's a lot like Fort Recovery's gym. It's a little older, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think was that you or somebody said they asked some people. It was built in like 65-ish.
Okay,
and ours is 75.
They got the pillar in the middle, just like, you know, the only two gyms
upstairs. But if you look at it, it's and I didn't realize it till I think it was you said it. Except for they have wooden bleachers, it's our gym.
Yeah.
You have a thing on the
wooden
end.
Bleachers. Come on.
I like the wooden bleachers.
You stupid?
Yeah.
Why would you like those wooden bleachers? They hurt my butt.
Well, like the plastic is soft.
I don't know. I had back-to-back wooden bleachers, St. John's and OG.
Who?
Poor.
And then my hemorrhoids was acting up.
Oh, man.
Killer.
That's killer.
Preparation age.
You had some good live tweeting, though.
Hey, don't. That don't even touch them. No, my hemorrhoids laugh at preparation age.
Yeah. They spit it back out.
Yep. You can't even.
No. Don't bring that stuff to me.
No, you just throw that.
That is not.
But I got high tech hemorrhoids.
Yeah. He's got nitroglycerin. He's shooting in there.
High tech.
He said, I go to Calps and they make my compound
nitroglycerin.
Nitroglycerin cream. You ever heard of it?
They're blasting his butt.
Nope.
Cleaning her.
Neil. It's big.
Yeah. Literally.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, if it needs nitro.
I mean, there ain't no reason to make fun of me.
I'm just helping you out.
He was agreeing with you.
Kim says the meatball sub got you, huh?
Oh, meatball sub.
Is that what got you? Was it good?
Yep, it's good.
Who made it?
She did.
She's awesome.
She made a meatball sub?
It's good, dude.
Did she really make it?
Yeah. They're delicious.
Meatballs.
Yeah. Kill Subway.
Really?
Uh-huh.
She could bring some up sometime.
Does she sell them?
Huh? No, she should.
They're good. Hey, did you eat the peanut butter pie?
Yes. I was going to tell them out that tonight. Delicious.
Yeah, we had some of the pumpkin pie.
Oh, we couldn't eat it all. I had a ton of it. But
did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. Wick's pies are incredible.
Pretty good. For
made in a factory, those are unbelievably good. I like the sugar cream and the pecan pies.
Yep.
No.
Oh, yeah. Those are
good. Pecan pie sucks. Pumpkin pie is delicious.
Pecan pie is awesome.
You like pecan pie?
I'm about half-half.
Pumpkin pie?
Oh, yeah. But I can only eat that at, like, all the Thanksgiving.
Why? That's stupid.
It's traditional.
It's the only time they'll make it.
I can do.
It is not. You can get pumpkin pie at Brick Street all the time.
At least at least every time they do a turnaround. I'm not crazy about the peppermint pie, though.
Peppermint?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not sure about that.
Does that have chocolate with it, or what?
It's like a, it's like a pinkish color with chocolate.
You probably got good breath afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's about all you got going for there.
So you're grossing out Brick Street, basically.
Well, just
I mean, you're kind of grossing out the Brick Street. Just the peppermint pie.
The rest of them are top
notch. Apparently they sell it, or they wouldn't keep putting it on the menu.
Good point. Go get one. Bring us Pete's.
I don't think so, Scooter.
Ain't having it. Sorry, Scooter.
It's only down the road a little bit.
They're out of it tonight.
We'll time you.
No, it's still there.
You run up there. We'll time you.
Do they put whipped cream on it or ice cream or anything?
If you want to load it up, I'm sure they would.
Yeah, they probably put salsa on it for you if you want.
I'm sure if you called them, deliver it maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh. You remember they used to bring breakfast to you, morons?
Yeah, oh yeah. That was right next door.
Every morning.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep, it was awesome.
Every morning. Man, we could hear is Rocker eating his food.
Pancakes. Yeah. You'd have a 15-minute break and nothing but...
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Yeah, but it was Rocker. It was awesome.
I'll never forget the pancake incident.
I already did. What's the pancake incident?
Well, it wasn't the pancake. It was the coffee I tried to pull. And old Bill gave me hell for... How you spilled the creamer, Skippy?
You are an idiot.
That was fun. I didn't love getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
You didn't get up till about 5:30.
No, 4:30. I was at the studio at 5:30.
Well, so you get up at 6:15.
No, I have to take a shower. I have to take.
You don't shower every morning.
Yeah.
You shower before you go to bed?
No, I don't sweat during the day. I just need to get a good start during in the morning.
I shower at night.
Okay, I don't have any problem with
that. I'm a nighter.
What do you do?
Well, night.
And then I brush my teeth. Which,
he works.
What is in my mouth at night to wake me up, to when I wake up, that taste in your mouth? What is that?
Poop.
Morning breath is disgusting.
Yeah, that's because most of the time you're not really swallowing. You're just bacteria just keeps on growing.
Ew. What?
That's what he told me.
Who told you that, Doc Vaughn?
Dennis. Well, no, he might have. Yeah, he might have.
Really?
He might have. Somebody did. The dentist did.
So,
bacteria.
How come we don't have a dentist in Fort Cameron?
We need one. And I think that girl that we gave with plaque to was going to be a dentistry.
Who?
What plaque? What?
During halftime. Who in the heck did I give?
Oh, yeah.
I gave it to somebody.
Yeah.
Kaiser girl. Yeah, I think there's our dentist. We got to come back.
No, that's 8 years. So it's
we're dead.
That was
my teeth will be out. I mean,
our teeth will be a little brittle.
Yeah, I need. I
still have some of my teeth.
How many you got?
64.
How many teeth are in the mouth? 32?
I think there's 64. I think there's 32 top, 32 bottom, I think.
No, there's not that many.
Ain't that many.
Okay,
32 are both. I think 16 up.
16 and 16, I think, is how many
teeth
are. That
sounds better.
That sounds more like
you cannot have 32 chiclets on each top. You can
I don't know. I didn't
try it and ain't got that many. Try it and ain't got that many chiclets.
No, they don't.
Had a lot of them.
That's a bunch.
What happened to our conversation? We're talking about girls basketball. We just go off rail too many times.
We do get off rail once in a while.
Somebody told me they didn't like that. I can't remember who it was, but I told them we don't care.
We never get off rail until 9 o'clock, an hour later.
It was mentioned that they didn't really love the singing we did last week.
Oh, I heard that too. I heard somebody say he's really
bad singing.
Yeah. He was there. You started it.
Did we do it? What did we do? What did we sing?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
either. We ended up. Boy Nelson, I believe.
Oh, we did. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Rocker started us with Willie.
Michael Hearn once said it.
Yep, that's who it was.
He's coming back from Reds Fest, so he won't stop up, but I wasn't sure if I was going to be here tonight because it was based on the weather, because the weather got bad.
You're going to get out of here.
I was going to get out of here because I am leaving for Florida at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Boom. What's Will and Laner going to do in the morning?
Well, I mean, we're going to have him in the morning. We're going to have breakfast with him, and then we're going to take him to the babysitter. And
never see him again.
Then you're done.
Yeah, we're done. We're moving to Florida full time.
Move to Florida. Well, we can have you call in for sports talk.
Yep.
Yeah, I will call in next week if I'm probably not fishing or golfing or gambling.
I may try to get Corey in.
So you won't call in?
Yeah, get Corey. Corey I bowling.
I said something to Corey about coming in talking about bowling. So
yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be great.
Yep. I will talk to him.
That would be great.
Yep.
So it looked like Coach Melton's not going to make the phone call today. He must have got derailed, which I can understand that.
That's all right.
You know, it's funny, Saturday night after that boys game. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, let's talk about our JV boys team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking some of those kids. Now, we got to figure out what we're going to do with Rammel.
Yeah, we got to give him some more time.
We got to give him some more minutes. Can't let him. We can't play him 10 minutes.
Nope. He got to play.
I was going to bring that up tonight, Coach.
Yeah, freshman.
See what he's
freshman
needs
to play more.
But you know what? That's always a problem with it when you got a freshman like that. You don't. Yeah. You know, you don't play him enough. You don't play him. He's really good.
He's really good.
He is. So I'd like to see him play a couple more quarters on the JV team.
Well, that leaves him with three a night, right?
Yeah.
Varsity, if possible. And then if it gets to the point where he's really, really dominating the varsity, then getting back up there. But
yeah.
Right now, I think he needs more time.
Well, and, you know, if we didn't have so many really good players, he'd be an important cog for our varsity. But, you know, we have, you know, we go 10 deep when
he's got a bunch of guys
healthy.
Dylan
and Ian were there.
When's he coming back?
Dylan told me this week, I think.
Really?
He said he got cleared to practice this week, so.
Yep.
I think if everything goes good, he'll play Friday.
Good.
Yeah, we need him. I told him we need him back.
Another kid playing well is Daniel Patch.
Yeah Daniel's playing really good.
He's getting a figure. He's figuring it out.
Figured out a little bit.
Yep. And, you know.
Right now, he's better than his dad ever was.
Oh, yeah. Bar none.
Didn't see his dad play.
How many points do you have Friday night? 14 or something?
14. Patch had, what, 12?
I like to know Brian's career high.
Six.
Huh?
No, I don't know.
Patchy, if you're listening, text me. It's your birthday. I understand that.
All right.
But I was wondering his career high, because I'd say Daniel beat it Friday night.
Career high for you, I'd say you're right. I believe Daniel got it.
If he didn't beat it this Friday night, he'd beat it next Friday night. Yeah. No, he can't. This Friday,
don't play.
If he won't play, he doesn't get to play.
He don't get to play.
He'll beat it on Saturday. Arcanum.
Yeah, that's right. Top of the hour, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We'll talk a little college basketball.
Yep.
We're going to talk about NFL and Fee, who we rooting for the rest of the way out. And we'll recap Joe Burrow and
Joe
the
Burrow.
Unbelievable game for the national championship. Sports Talk.
Neat one, Fee.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Stop the Bleed training kits have been purchased through the Ohio School Safety Grant, and the Fort Recovery Police Department will have the kits to use throughout the community and will also provide training to members of the Fort Recovery school staff in the near future. These kits, along with the accompanying training, have been designed to save lives by providing the items and skills to treat injuries with severe bleeding. Stop the Bleed kits were also purchased by the school and will be placed in the schools at the completion of the staff training. This Stop the Bleed training is also available for others who request it by contacting the Fort Recovery Police Department.
Hey, the police department with the Stop the Bleed kits. That's
what is it?
It's a Stop the Bleed kit.
I've seen a picture of the administration with that.
Yep. Huh. I can't remember exactly all the things, but they own a couple. The schools bought some. The police department is going to do some training for the school people, and it's in case there's ever like a serious injury. It all started with the school shootings, but you know anything can happen where there's things that can just where somebody can be having a bleeding problem. So it's a Stop the Bleed thing. So that's all going on in the school.
So we're back here talking with Fee. Rocker, you are stupid. It made us laugh.
I just wonder what that all entails. I mean, there's got to be something more than just
my nose is clogging.
It's more than a tourniquet.
Hey,
more than a tourniquet?
My nose is clogging up.
Sniffles?
Go to Florida.
They say there's probably something really wrong with you because the liberals are all saying Trump's dying because he sniffs so much.
Whoops.
He's dying.
Could be.
Yep. They've diagnosed his problem.
Because he sniffs.
Because he sniffs a lot.
Maybe he's on crack or something.
Yeah, might be. Yeah.
Well, either way, I love the guy.
By the way, crack is whack.
Thank you, Rocker.
I don't know, is whack good or bad?
What'd you think of that national championship game?
Ooh. Bro, it's pretty good. LSU is pretty good.
I, of course, battled Clemson.
Listen to me.
Yes.
I told you, a lot of points in Clemson. I got a lot of points right.
It didn't even go over.
It didn't?
The over-under was 67. It was 67.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So I killed you both of them. Nice.
I didn't bet the over. I just bet Clemson.
Only bet. I just felt like Clemson was going to win that. But
I did too. Yeah. I liked it.
You didn't bet so much. You didn't lose so much. You can't go to Florida.
$50.
Oh, okay.
That's not so
you
bad.
Still get to Florida.
No, $50 bill wasn't bad.
But you did win the 50-50.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's bad.
Yeah. How much was that?
$8 or something.
$6, I think.
Yeah. $6.
$3 a piece.
$3 a piece. Yep. So I got to tell you the story on our 50-50. So we got the tickets, and Sam or Will and Lane come over, and you know they always kids grab the 50-50s.
Yep.
Because they play with them. So they just grabbed them. So we didn't know where they was at. So he announces a 50-50, and Sam stands up. And I said, no, wait a minute, Fee. I think we might have won the 50-50.
We might have a shot.
You know, we won 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We're great.
We took a year off last year, but we came back hard. We worked hard this year.
And the Delphus game, we had the backup.
We did. We could have went weekend. We could have sweepers.
Yeah. So here's how it works, okay? First of all, Kerry Shane and the Shanes running awesome. That. They're unbelievable. They get us water, the scores table.
Yep, they take care.
They take care of all the 50-50. She brings the 50-50 with the ticket taped to the money. Yep. You can't. It's just organized. Just how you'd expect Kerry Shane to do something, you know? Yep. So she hands us the money with the envelope every time, taped to the envelope with the money.
Here's the backup.
And here's the backup. So we're looking, and I got the backup. If I could have figured out a way to slice that ticket.
Clear out?
Swoop City.
That'd have been swoopers.
That'd be big.
That would be big.
Who won Friday night?
Who did?
Oh.
Don't remember.
Was it a Toby?
Oh, very was that good. Dave Toby?
Dave Toby won.
It was Dave, yeah. Right.
Keep it local, boys.
Yep. I like it. I like it local.
That's right. So LSU wins the national championship, and boys, I'm not a Bengal guy. I mean, I like the Browns, but I'm my second favorite team is probably the Bengals. I root for them. They're getting a steal.
They're going to get a good one, I think.
Joe Burrow is really good.
Yep, I think he is too. Unfortunately,
you're out on it.
I don't like it. I'm afraid he's going to throw a lot of touchdowns for the Bengals. Especially if A.J. Green sticks around.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. That Baker Mayfield, this new coach for the Browns, was a practice squad on this week?
No.
No.
No, they weren't.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask. Jordan usually texts me.
You got one show afternoon. That's on every week, don't you? All the rest of them are about half.
No, Jack sucks.
He comes when he feels like it.
Who's the most dedicated sports guys you know?
Bubba and Fee.
There we go.
How many years have we been doing this?
103.
Well, you've been doing it 5, but you'd have been doing it 50 if you had the chance.
Yeah. You know, I might be getting, we're getting to that age.
Yeah.
Well.
I might give up the mic, too, because I can't remember anything.
You're done?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't matter.
I'm getting delays. You've noticed I get a delay every once in a while? Because I look at the kid and go, what's his name? That's unbelievable. Well, Krakenecki, that's who it is.
Back so, when, I,
holy
back when, I, when they moved the table down. Out the scores table, out of the bleachers, onto the floor. I thought, man, I got to get in on that. So I started announcing the JV.
I remember you announced.
We're the only ones that in the world that did JV games. Now lots of them do it.
Yeah.
But I was terrible. I hated it.
We were the only team that ever. We were the first to do the JV. Yeah. JV.
And that was only because I wanted to still hang around with Bubba and
Big B.
And but one day, I looked up. I was just thinking about this last week. I looked up and Dave Kesters goes into the game. I announced him as Dave Reister. Dave Reister is sitting right straight across.
Dave's going,
huh? He looked at me.
I know I've had their dads. I've had Dane Martin scoring a couple times between Caleb and Regan.
I just, I thought, I can't do this. I just can't. So I got a couple other people. Finally landed on Fee and he's stuck.
It is unbelievable. I mean, when you announce, it is tough to not screw that up.
Oh, I screw it up all the time.
I mean, to say, like, I'm sitting here thinking, I'll do things where I'm being like, I think he says it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could not announce this.
When I'm sitting in the stands and somebody scores, I know who scored.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting at the scorer's table with a microphone, I have to watch, look at their numbers, sometimes look and see what number Bubba's putting the score by, and then I look down at my sheet, and then I say their name, and it's a kid that I've known since he's born.
Yeah,
you know,
it is bad.
There is an art to it. There is no doubt about it.
Big P had it. Fee's pretty good. Fee's really good.
We just gotta fix it. Okay, let's take a poll. Mm-hmm. Worst sound system. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want this poll on Fort Carey Radio website. Ready?
I'm pretty sure it won't get on there.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Let's get her done.
Got her.
Worst sound system.
Mm-hmm.
Fortside Fieldhouse, Mary Help Christian Church.
Ooh, good fight. That's a battle. Because I can't hear nothing in church either.
The sound system in Fort Recovery Mary Help Christian Church is embarrassing.
It's screwed up because, like, Jack and Aki plays that. You can hear every string that he plays, but I can't hear the person talking. And like, it's like, okay, something's backwards here.
Yeah, our acoustics is screwed up.
The talking should be louder, and then the background music.
Yeah, and then we cannot hear you during starting lineups.
No,
the fadeaway, we have got to be able to hear him screaming at the starting lineups.
Yeah. And I've tried to do it quite.
Who is our athletic director, and he ain't got anything on his plate. I think he can take the time.
He's our man. He
has nothing on his plate.
He got nothing to do. He's
busiest man in five county.
How about our school board?
Chuck says it's the damn acoustics. He said,
Chuck.
He said, we got to do something with the walls.
Chuck can fix it.
No. It's not going to... Listen, our gym is loud. You heard the game Friday night.
Yeah.
When it gets loud, I'm bad.
Yes.
Because my JV games, I feel like I sound good.
You sound... You're beautiful.
Yeah, it's good, good, good.
He's not beautiful.
He's very beautiful.
Okay.
And my voice is good, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a Neil joke.
That's what I was trying to set somebody up for.
Just got a Budman King Bob set up.
Yeah.
I like that.
So anyway, that's the poll on 4K Radio.
Yeah.
Got it?
Which one?
Worst sound system. Mary Help Christian Church.
Or?
Fortside Fieldhouse.
I like it.
Text me right now if you have an opinion. 419-852-9201.
They're both. Not the
best. Might be a tie on that one.
I think the church one just something ain't right. Something's just hooked up backwards.
Well, it's because I'm sure it's an old sound system.
Thank you. No. They got that. Yeah, it is. Because if you look on the wall, like the wall where he comes out, where the father comes out.
Yeah. There's a big speaker there.
And it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably been in there for like 30, 40 years.
I'm going by what Chuck told me a couple of years ago.
Chuck is not Jesus.
That's correct.
Well, he is with that kind of stuff. Yeah,
but he said they had asked him to look at it because it had just been put in like 2 years before, and the guy was either out of business or they didn't trust him or something. So he had came in, he tried to do what he could, but they're just what he said, I can't do anything with it.
Well,
so
it ain't right.
Yep. So it's not like it's not because it's old.
I always sit on the left side, and you hear nothing.
Zero.
Left side, bad.
So it's easier to sleep?
Yeah, you can sleep wide up.
Well, we won't go into that, but now he's got his microphone. He's got the old boy band headphones.
Mm-hmm. Set. You like those? I'm not sure about that either.
I don't think it's a high-quality set, apparently.
Because our sound system sucks.
I agree. We gotta step up and down.
Yep, come on, let's go.
Buckshot. And he also's got to have the voice of Charlton Heston, and he don't have the voice of Charlton Heston either.
He don't need the voice of Charlton Heston.
He does if you want to keep people awake.
No. I'm going to put you down as not liking the voice.
Well, no. I ain't the only one either.
No, he's good. I just don't like when he tells a joke and I can't hear it.
I want to hear the jokes.
You know, he'll laugh a little bit. I'm like, all right, what happened? What'd he say? I can't. I'm going to hear it. And everybody in the front. There's about two or three rows in the front that all the giggles will last. Mm-hmm. I hate missing a good joke.
Why don't you sit up front?
I might have to.
Are you going up?
I might go to the front.
That's when you know you're old.
Yep. I got to see. I got
to
hear.
When you head her to the front.
Going to the front.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
I'm going to the front coming up. I'm close.
I typically sit in the back in case things go south.
Things sneak out.
You can't leave church. Hey, that's a sin. Father said.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad.
Did I say anything about leaving church? I said in case things go south, Rocker gets a little siesta for about 5 seconds.
You doze off?
Yeah. Well, occasionally. So like right now.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say.
Uh oh, that's big.
Uh oh.
Is that anything to be concerned about?
Hopefully, Coach Melton.
Brian Patch says, I had 17 on my 17th birthday on the varsity.
All right.
And I had 18 on his 18th birthday.
Leverett says, I call bull poop.
On what?
On him.
On Patch?
On Patch.
Ha ha, Brian Patch. Now you got two guys calling him out.
Yeah. All right, I
want to see some. I want to see.
We need a book.
A book or a commercial review. Rob Weaver can verify. Rob has been to every game since 1914.
He's going to say, Brian, who?
How come Rob don't do our games anymore?
He's doing other stuff, but he. Ed Thurman, he's doing every night when he's not doing Blackford, he's doing ours.
Ed Berman, a guy on air with him in the mornings?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. A lot of times, yes.
So what's the deal on that?
I'm not sure what you mean. He's a radio guy. He used to be in on a radio station in Marion, Indiana.
So Rob Hardy?
This guy sort of retired from the thing in Marion, but he wanted to do the Brown kid at Blackford.
Luke
Brown. And so they couldn't get it worked out last year. They did a couple of them, but he's doing virtually every Blackford game this year.
When they play Jay County?
I don't know that.
That's why somebody has sold out. What? Who the hell? Somebody was telling me that.
Well, it's a possibility.
Sold out.
The ones at Hartford City are sold out.
No, they're not.
Oh, I bet
they are. That's what Ed Thurman said. They're in there. You can't get a seat in there unless you get to.
I heard it too. I'm thinking. Now, come on.
Ed Thurman's on crack cocaine.
That's a big jam.
Hartford? I've never been in there.
3,000 at least. That thing's big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Yeah.
But
has anybody
Jay
been?
Jay County's big too.
Yeah,
Jay County holds four, big. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Yeah. If they wanted to, they definitely could because they can.
Somebody told me that game was sold out.
They have bleachers they can put on that running track on each end. So that'll hold 200 or 300.
I would like to see the kid. You've seen him, right?
I've seen him score 50. He's pretty good.
The one I was listening to coming back from somewhere, and I don't remember where it was, they were down in southeast, southwest Indiana, down on the other side of Bloomington, I think. And they were down like 10, 12 points. Brown couldn't make a shot. And he had 8 points in the with 3 minutes to go in the game. They went into overtime. He had 28 and they won.
Yeah.
For 20 points.
He's unbelievable.
In 8 minutes. The last half of the fourth quarter and the 4 minutes of overtime, he had 20 points.
When they warmed up, he would literally come across the half-court line, maybe a step or two, and that's where he warms up shooting. They're bombs. I mean, yeah, really. And he makes them.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy moly.
Now the ones he was missing, and I didn't get to hear the part where they came back and won. I just heard the end of it, but they... the ones he was shooting in regulation were, none of them were close to the 3-point line. They're all 23, 25, 30 foot shots. He's just
that night, chucking them. You get up on him and he just blows by you.
Yeah.
And I like the way, because he passes the ball too. He's not a hog.
Yeah, he has.
He gets the ball out there.
He makes it work because I think.
He good.
I think he averages like 12 assists a game or something crazy. Yep. Now, that means that somebody has to make that shot.
He had a kid last year that was really good that was with him. He had 20 and I was there. And
get really?
He had 50.
So is the old man still coaching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does a show on WPGW every Saturday morning at 8.
He's Cordo.
Huh? Correct. He's really? Does he have any idea what he's doing?
Yeah, he sounds sharp as can be.
Really?
And he knows everybody. He's like Jeff Hobbs will be when he's 85.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He knows everybody. And so he has all these big name people that come on his show on Saturday morning on WPGW.
Is that right? What's his name?
What is that guy's name?
I can't remember it either.
Yeah, I can't even think of his name now.
He was at the D1 camp when I coached 7th grade with Cody and him.
Oh, really?
He's in charge of that up there. He was in charge of it forever.
Yeah.
Took us up there a couple of years, and he was always in charge of it. He would, he really treated you right up there.
Yeah, he's just a neat old bird that knows a lot of stuff.
Good deal.
By the way, are we sure Hobbs will hit 80?
Why wouldn't he?
Are you sure you're going to?
Oh, I know I ain't.
You might. You're not too stressed. You don't have a stress. Your stress in your life is zero.
Dad cashed out at 74. So, you
got him.
But he worked hard.
Good point.
And
you got him.
I'm.
How old are you? 60.
Thank you very little. I'm spent on 46.
So you're not. Poppy.
Jerry Hoover. That's the guy's.
Jerry Hoover.
I knew I should have remembered that, but yep. Jerry Hoover.
Big Jerry.
All right. Anything else?
I was going to go back to the whole Bengals and Burrow thing. Okay, let's say they draft him. If Mike Brown ain't going to pay him the money that he wants,
they're going to pay him.
Mute, ain't it?
They're going to pay him. It's not even in.
They'll pay him.
Yeah.
If they draft him, they'll pay him.
And what's he going to require?
Whatever. It's all set up now. There's no...
Is there a salary cap in the NFL?
There's nothing set down anymore, I don't think. They just go. Yeah, a rookie can only make this much.
Oh, so there is a salary cap.
Just on the rookie, I think. Donnie Workham says, went and watched Luke play last year. He's a better passer and dribbler than he is a shooter, and he averages 30 a game. Exactly, so Donnie's impressed with him.
Yeah.
But Donnie don't know much about basketball.
He makes very many games.
He don't see much.
He
don't see too many
games. He's seen every game for the last 50 years.
I can't believe
he had time to go to Blackford County to see a game.
Day off.
It's been some game.
Indians day off.
Time when we didn't
Don Workham is married to the nicest woman of all time.
She's a queen.
Yeah. He don't have any clue how lucky he is.
I think he does.
Huh?
I think he treats her like a queen.
He better. I'll punch him right in the schnoz.
There you go.
In the schnoz.
In the schnoz.
Sort of like the guy is lucky to have Jody Stalgler.
No, Jody Stalgler's out. I got this announcement. Fort Recovery boys and girls basketball teams and cheerleaders, along with the St. Henry boys and girls team, are now selling chicken dinner tickets for the Shane Long Scholarship.
Dinners are
being served in St. Henry before the big game. Scholarship benefits a Fort Recovery student and exemplifies the characteristics of one of the greats, Shane Long.
Shane Long.
And Neil, I'm going to give that to you for Mass, you can make that announcement.
Yep, yeah. That's the 7th. So if somebody can text me, email me something, that's Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com. Send me details, but generally it's the same information every year. So every year. Just use the same announcement thing and just change the dates. But
there we go.
And the location, because last year obviously it was here. This year it's going to be over there. Yeah, February 7th is the day of that game.
Let me tell you something. I will always love Coach Rosenbeck for the first year we honored Shane. That and that, the way he handled that. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the love of Shane Long, and he talked about the love of Big P, and he went on, you know, and you know, when it's somebody like that, and when he talks about your brother like that, well, Bobby says, hey,
you're on my okay list,
Mr. Rosenbeck, you're my fan. I'm a fan, because that stuff means a lot as you get older, you know.
Oh yes,
you know, that's just, that was a good deal, and so I will always support. And I and Mark and Sharon Long are champions. Awesome. So.
Yeah. And Mark had a heart attack a month ago.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
back at her. Though,
yeah,
bro.
But yeah, he was.
Him and Reisner played against the coached against each other the other night. Jeff and Mark.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Charlie Gale says two huge guns out there. But I think Sander got him. I think Sander beat him. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, when you talk about a couple great guys there.
Yeah.
And Mark went in the hospital, had a heart attack on Monday, was in the hospital around here, took him up to Lima. Wednesday morning, he was home.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Why'd they do that
stuff? It is unbelievable.
Okay.
Bubba's okay. I send a shout out.
Shout him out, Hoss. It's his free time. It's 9:30. We're never on.
Unless it's somebody we don't like.
Then ooh, good point.
How about Kurt Armstrong? Would that be
good? Oh, that's awesome.
Kurt, have a blessed day. He tells me that every day.
He tells me he listens every week.
Kurt Armstrong.
Kurt does?
Oh.
I'm sure he turned it off right about now, though.
Hey, I got a shout out too.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Big Don Shoemaker.
The Big Shoe.
Big Shoe listens to us every week, he said, on Saturdays. Right.
Really?
He listens to us on the archives.
You would be surprised at how many people come up to me and say, I listen to you guys on Saturday mornings or something like that.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Some people are stupid.
I told him, I'll give you a big shout out.
I guess I understand it, I did the archives because, you know, I think people that were on would like to go hear how it was or how listen sounded to the game or whatever. But our new archives is a little hard for me to look at, but Chuck looked at
it. I think it's easier.
Well, but I mean for me to look at the numbers.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
I'll find out who's watching.
Yeah, we're down to 700 plays a week.
700 plays.
It used to be 1,000.
Yeah.
700 plays a week.
Well, we don't have as much either.
No, we don't have Breakfast with Bill.
No.
Yeah.
But
and Sports Talk sucks.
Yeah.
And Rocker and Jack never show up.
I do. Yeah, Rocker always shows
up. I'd show up every week.
Yeah.
I have no reason to cuss.
I don't think he did.
I heard it.
Okay. We'll ask Kurt Armstrong.
I love Kurt Armstrong.
Yes.
Kurt's awesome.
Kurt's one of my favorite people, has been since I knew him in third
grade. Kurt works at Cooper's. He's a Cooper.
Cooper?
He does everything.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
He can do anything.
Yes, he can. He
is Jesus.
Well,
he's awesome.
He's a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just always been one of my favorite people since I knew him in the third grade.
Yep.
Anything else? Fee, anything else?
I got nothing.
I got nothing else. You got anything else?
God!
hey, easy. Calm down.
No wonder that morning show went over.
Yeah, no kidding. Now what you got?
You know, I'm
if this is stupid, I'm going to knock you out.
Well, you call it what it is.
I don't want to hear any politics.
I was a little leery about when I heard the story about the softball thing. I thought, oh, God, here we go. Because, you know, the standard or slander.
Mm-hmm.
Has a bad habit of, you know, I said, well, they're going to have a field day with this thing. But, you know, it's like a little bit of a little big thing in the corner. So I thought, thank God because technically.
Well, they did.
Fort Recovery had really nothing in us.
Yeah. Well, and they did take a little bit of, at the end of the article that they had, they said, that she had been named the Daily Standard Coach of the 2019 Softball Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
The Daily Standard. So
there we go.
She was here. EJ Stevens sat here. We interviewed her. I think she might have been on twice.
She's on a couple times.
Yeah. Perfect person. I mean,
yeah,
she's and really you good. See her every day at practice. And she is a wonderful human being.
She's a really nice.
Who probably did snap. And the whole thing is,
I'm sure.
You know, stupid stuff's one thing, but what happened there is another. And all we can do now is support that girl's softball team, and wrap your arms around them and support them. And Fort Recovery girls softball is going to be fine.
Yeah,
Fort Recovery is going to be fine. We can take a hit if the newspapers want to write about us.
Have at it.
We know what we are.
Right.
Fort Recovery knows what we are.
Yes.
Fort Recovery is Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery is the greatest town.
Absolutely.
And we wouldn't change it for anything.
Nope.
Yep. And this kind of bull crap that goes on, and then they'll rub us in. I could care less because we know who we are, and we are what we are.
And we expect it from them anyway.
That's exactly right. So, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, thank you guys for listening. I'm on my way to Florida, folks.
Bound.
Fee's got her next week. Hopefully, Corey Gerlach on talk about the bowling.
Yeah, we're going to try to get Corey up here and talk about bowling, and maybe I'll get Coach to find his phone.
Call us next. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Thanks for listening, folks.
See you next week.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.